This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They are attacking me with lies. That's what President Biden says now that the House has approved an impeachment inquiry.
The resolution is adopted.
House members voted 221 to 212 to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with every Republican voting for it and every Democrat against. Republicans are focused on Hunter Biden and his overseas business dealings, from which they accuse the president of personally benefiting. Representative James Comer is leading the probe.
We have accumulated mountains of evidence that's concerning.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern attacked the inquiry.
They work for Donald Trump. He says jump, they respond how high.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the evidentiary record is impossible to ignore, while in a statement, President Biden questioned GOP priorities and called it a baseless political stunt. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers say they'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden, who delivered a statement outside Capitol Hill instead of appearing for a private deposition yesterday.
Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel's prime minister says nothing will stop us. Israel will keep fighting Hamas, he says, until it's crushed. There's international outrage, though, and rare criticism from the U.S. over the killings of civilians in the war. The National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. still supports Israel.
Our support for Israel is not diminished, but we have had concerns. And we have expressed those concerns about the prosecution of this military campaign, even while acknowledging that it's Hamas that started this, and it's Hamas that is continuing it.
John Kirby, National Security Council spokesman. Russian President Putin says Moscow's talking with the U.S. about two jailed Americans and the issue of bringing them home to the U.S., Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. A judge may rule on Wyoming's abortion bans today. This is AP News. Now to the next presidential election. The AP's Donna Warder with our new poll.
About half of Democrats who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research said they would be very or somewhat satisfied if President Joe Biden became the party's 2024 nominee. Two-thirds of Republicans polled said they would be satisfied with former President Donald Trump as the Republican nominee. But among all the adults surveyed, 56% said they'd be very or somewhat dissatisfied with Biden as the Democratic presidential nominee, and 58% said they'd be very or somewhat dissatisfied with Trump as the GOP nominee. Of all the adults surveyed, only 42% said they have a favorable view of Biden, and 36% said the same of Trump. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.